Welcome to the Choosing Happiness podcast with me, your host, Rudrani Devi, the Happiness Lady.
Howdy, y'all. Rudrani Devi, the Happiness Lady. That's right. I even wrote a book about it, Choosing Happiness, an uncommon way to find joy in your life. That's right. It's got some amazing tools in there. Just saying, they're all tools of access consciousness. I'm not going to claim credit, but I did write it in a manner that is very easy to read and very easy to choose. So why don't you? That's all I got to say about that. And super excited about my next guest. So gracious to actually jump on the podcast with me. Literally asked her yesterday. I've not even known this lady a week yet. She came to a class I was facilitating in Paducah, Kentucky. That's right, y'all. Shannon Jacobs. She is an animal communicator and psychic medium, y'all. Very interesting, beautiful young lady from Australia. I love it. If I didn't live here, I'd probably live in Australia or Italy. Well, you know, I'm Italian. That could either way. But without further ado, Shannon, thank you so much for being a guest on my show. And please,
thank you.
Please tell the peeps a little bit about you, what you do, all the things.
Sure. Hi, thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful meeting you on Saturday. I had, or Sunday, wasn't it? Yeah.
Sunday.
It was such a beautiful experience for me. You provided clarity for me, and just you, your soul is just beautiful, and I really enjoyed being in your presence and learning from you. It was great.
Thank you so much.
Basically, I talk to animals, and I also can conversate with people who have passed over, and I have some other skills I'm kind of honing in on as well. But right now, I do a lot of animal readings and psychic readings for people living and past. So
how did you get started with all that? We all have our stories, you know?
Right. So I was, as a child, I was always able to hear and understand what animals were doing and thinking. And I grew up in Australia, and I grew up in a very rural part of Australia in Darwin, which is in the Northern Territory. And we had a lot of, I was exposed to a lot of Aboriginal tribes there, and we learned a lot from them about how to read the animals and their signs and what they mean, and, you know, how you can tell the weather and what's going on. You know, it was so interesting, and I loved that. But I was also raised in a Roman Catholic family, and they were their beliefs are a certain way. So, right. I know we kind of had that in common, didn't we?
And, we sure do.
Mm. Yes, girl. So anyway, when I would say things, and, you know, my family would say, well, that's just your imagination. Oh, that's not real. And, you know, things like that. So I kind of pushed it aside a lot. And then, when COVID hit, my health got really bad, and I couldn't physically do my job anymore, and I kind of was in limbo a little bit, and I heard voices, and I wasn't sure if I was crazy or what was going on.
He's like, I'm really sick, because now I'm hearing voices, y'all.
Yeah, girl, I thought, this is it. They're going to send me away. I'm done. So, a blessing in disguise. I had a massage therapist friend. I was getting massage, and she was telling me about this lady out in Gilbertsville, Kentucky. And she has a space out there, and she said, you need to go talk to her. So I did. And I started telling her some things, and all of a sudden she was like, well, that's you're a medium. You're animal psychic kind of thing. And I took some classes at her space, and I actually started doing tea leaf readings.
Wow.
And I was having such good results from the tea leaf readings, and she kind of pushed me into doing other things. But it was kind of like coming out of the closet, you know. It really is a closet that we have, some of us psychics, you know, because our family
it's
and
true.
Friends, our careers, you know, we can't really say what we're really doing, you know. Sometimes we feel that way anyway.
Sure.
But anyway, my the first time I did an event, I had it on Facebook, and my dad was a criminal justice university and teacher, and needless to say, he was like, oh my god, what is she doing, you know?
My daughter's embarrassing the family.
Yes. Yes.
Who does she think but, she is?
Right but he is so supportive now, you know, but at the moment he was like, what are you doing, you know? And I thought the same thing, and so I didn't always trust in myself, you know.
Right.
And so something I got from your class about the elementals was just thinking for a different way, you know, about things. And I think
aren't we taught, though, seriously, Shannon, there's a structure, and so you've got to follow it, and that's the only way. And we never ask, hey, is this true for me, or is something else possible, or is there something else more to this than I'm even aware of? You know, I'm always asking that question, you know, so what is it that I'm not even aware of that's out there waiting for me that I've never, that I've not yet discovered, you know, that piece. But we never think to ask because we are inundated with belief systems. You know, I'm not going to knock Catholicism. I have a sister who's Mormon. And, you know, her children didn't understand how Jesus could be in their religion and in Catholicism. You know, it was so funny. Yeah. I remember I was visiting once and they took us to this museum in McGrath, Alberta, Canada. And it was the history of religion. And it was kind of rudimentary, you know, put together by just bits and pieces that people had, right? Uh-huh. I mean, I actually donated an army uniform that belonged to my great aunt's husband. It had his name on it and everything. And I thought that'd be kind of a cool thing to give to them to put in whatever. And so they had Catholicism. They of course had Mormon was the first one. It was like the biggest display, but they had all these different religions. Mm-hmm. And I'm in there for the first time with some of her children's children. Mm-hmm. Great aunt situation moment. Oh, no. I think it was actually, it was her children. I'm just trying to remember exactly when it was. Mm-hmm. Someone who has six kids now. And at the time they had two. They're very similar to Catholics. They have a lot of children.
Yeah.
And she was going, well, how's Jesus a Mormon and a Catholic? And I found that very interesting. And that's the thing. We don't think because, you know.
Right. We just accept.
If you were raised Catholic, you're going to just imagine that Jesus is just for you.
Yes.
But then you realize, oh, gosh, Jesus is actually in this religion also and in this one and in this one.
Right.
How's that possible? We don't think to ask. And that's what came up in the elementals class. It was basically you were used to seeing the elementals a certain way. And then we did this expanding out exercise, and all of a sudden you were seeing the elementals in another way, and you thought, oh, is that the way they actually are? And I'm like, couldn't they be both?
Right. That was so freeing for me, such clarity in that, you know, and that's such a good analogy too between the two religions, you know.
Yeah.
I do still believe in Jesus. I don't call myself a Christian per se. Yeah, right. I think that's something else we figured we had in common too, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think I had talked about a reading I'd done one time. I was kind of nervous, really nervous to give what came through. And it was for a young girl in Utah. And I was reading her horse and her father came through. And they were they were very religious. And his message was that to just kind of lighten up with the religion a little bit. You know, I think they were very devout, and it was hard for me to tell somebody who's very religious that, you know, it had to come through, you know, and that's something, one of the biggest things I've had to learn is how do you give a message that comes through that might be a little bit hard for somebody to take. Mm. And so that's when I kind of rely on my heart and kind of sense what this person can handle, what they need to know, you know, and that's kind of what I do.
Well, if it shows up, like for me, for example, when I'm doing a reading, I actually used to do this. I don't do it anymore, but I have this pendulum, right?
Okay.
And it just spins to the right. I pick it up and it just automatically starts spinning to the right. And for a lot of people, if your pendulum spins to the right, it means yes. And if your pendulum spins to the left, it means no. So I would, with my eyes closed, do a reading for someone a lot of times now on Zoom. So they have the recording, but I used to record it on my phone and then send it. And if it was something that I could tell, I mean, I would leave it spinning the whole time. But if it was something where I had to rephrase what I was saying, it would suddenly drop and just do this little number here, which I could feel. So I'd be like, okay. And if it was something I definitely did not need to be telling them, it would automatically start spinning to the left, which is no. So that was one way. But now I don't actually require this to know what yes and no and all that is. I would like suddenly feel like, shut your pie hole.
Yes.
Okay. You're okay. Can they actually receive this? Is it a kindness for me to share this?
Yes.
Maybe just for me, just for fun. And I don't have to tell them every, I don't need to shock people. I
right,
don't
right.
make people uncomfortable. So, right. you know, what do I know? What can they receive? But usually if it's coming through, like, I know you were nervous. You were like, oh, yes. do I tell this person this?
Yes.
If it's coming through more than, especially from a loved one, they can probably receive it. It's, how did she receive that?
She was blown away. She said, Shannon, oh my gosh. She said, we needed to hear these things. And wow. that's when I was, that was my absolute, okay, this is my validation right there, that I am always going to approach things in this way and
right.
and say the hard things, if so long as I'm led to, you know.
Right,
and
I get it.
Yeah, it's the one of the biggest things that people come to me for is their grief regarding their animals. You know, a lot of people have regret. Did I do the right thing? Should I have, you know, done this with the vet? Or, you know, was I wasn't there in time. I wasn't with you. And, you know, the number one thing they all say is it happened exactly how it was supposed to. And yeah. it's as hard as that is to hear sometimes, it gives relief because it's yeah. the truth, you know.
I know what you're saying. You know, for those of you that know me and follow me, I just lost recently. It hasn't been very long, a little over 2 weeks now. My beloved Pepita Puss, mm-hmm. little orange kitty cat. I pulled her out of her mama, by the way. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now. She's the one crying. She was the loudest, meanest, stinky cat, you know, but this, I didn't even want to keep her, to be honest. Yeah. I wanted to keep one of the kittens. I'd already fallen in love with two and I was having a hard time deciding between a boy kitty and a girl kitty that I really just loved it. Would love me so much, would crawl up my jeans leg and crawl all the way up here. And then there's Pepita just hissing at me all the time. And I'm like, why would I want to keep this cat? And it was my ex that was like, we're keeping her. So, I mean, literally after, you know, he left me, I was in a wheelchair at the time. And this is a cat I could not touch. And yet mm-hmm. This is how it started. She wasn't even a year old and she would jump up in my lap. While I was in the wheelchair, you know, I'd be like, I watched a lot of documentaries and, you know, I couldn't touch her. If I tried to touch her, she would jump down. But eventually we got this rapport and I realized that I was very psychic with this cat. Awesome. I would show her an image of the door and she would know that means, do you want to go outside? And so she would run to the door, very vocal, this cat.
Yes.
And I would open the door and she would go. And then she would want to come in. And I could be in a completely different part of the house, but she would be telling me, I'm at the door. I'm ready to come in. Yeah. And I would go and there she'd be like, yeah, you know, we've got this thing going on. Or, you know, are you hungry? Or do you want this or whatever? This cat yes. loved pasta. Okay. Yeah. I would clean off the sauce. She did. Yes. Well, with a Spanish name, which is so funny.
Right.
So I would clean it off and then I would hold it. She'd and eat this whole little, I mean, for 17 and a half years, it's like, you know, I mean, I've never slept with anybody for that many right. years. My marriage didn't last that long. I have relationships that I've had for very long periods of time, but I have never spent that much time. So I would always joke that Pepita was my significant furry other,
yes.
you know, and would get me through things. I
yes.
mean,
yes.
if I was really sad about something, she would come and comfort me, yes. all the stuff. And to be honest, Shannon, I did not expect this at all. I mean, I would always joke about how virile she was and she could catch a squirrel. You know, this cat okay. at 17 and a half when she passed, could mm. catch a squirrel. Her birthday's September 1st. Mine's October 1st. So, you know,
wow.
Virgo and Libra. I'm a Libra, I'm a Virgo rising Libra sun. And yeah, and she's, you know, so anyway, I digress. I brought her in for a regular checkup in December. They did the blood work and they found that she had a UTI, which I like, I didn't know cats could get those. I've never had one. And then shortly after she had healed from that, my mother got one. And I thought, oh, Pepita, you do not need to be healing my mom. You know, you getting it does not, number one, heal her of it.
Right. And
two, it's not a good idea for your body, kitty cat. So, you know.
Right.
And then I brought her afterwards for a follow-up and they wanted to do more blood work. And we found out that she had a blood sugar issue. I'm going, okay, mm-hmm. I have a blood sugar. I've got low blood sugar. I'm like, if you're trying to heal me, you need to stop this right now. Yes. So I'm having these conversations with her. So we get the little dermal ear thing for her. And then we go back for the follow-up And the follow-up is mainly me going, my cat's losing weight like rapidly. And I travel a lot, so I really noticed it. And she had lost 4 pounds since December. And now it's, March or the end of March. And they said, well, maybe we need to do blood work again. And but then they felt her belly and said, we think there might be a mass. So we scheduled the ultrasound, and 80% of her stomach was eaten up with cancer.
I'm so sorry.
So yeah, and we did all kinds of things, hey, do you want to heal from this? Do you are you ready to go? Blah blah blah. She started feeling better. She was at the point where she could jump up on the couch again, and she was making eye contact with me, and we were, it was like she wanted to heal. And then after a couple of weeks of that, and I had these beautiful moments with her, she just rapidly went downhill. And when she didn't eat for 2 days, and I was sleeping on the floor with her by this time, Shannon, I had a couple of cushions. And depending on which cat bed she decided to sleep in, we would do it. And the last I knew the jig was up, because she decided in the middle of my mother and I having dinner and watching TV, which is our time together, she went into the bedroom and didn't come back out. And I went, that's interesting. She usually likes to be in the same room with us. And I'd check on her, and she would drink water, but she wouldn't eat. And she went from a can and a half of wet food a day, plus some dry food and treats, to not even a whole can, like not even a half a can, over 3 days, and then didn't eat for 2 days. So that last night, she would come and she'd put her head, she'd come over to the mattress, put her head on my hand. And I knew she was uncomfortable and in pain, because she wouldn't be there very long. Then she would go back to the bed, and I'd pet her and give her more water. That last night, we were up all night. She'd come and lay next to me for a little bit, put her head over here on my shoulder, and then back into the bed. And then, and talk to me, and talk to me like a lot. And I was
Tell me
like,
telling goodbye. Yes.
honey, I get it. We'll go tomorrow. I have to be on a couple of calls, and then I'll take you.
Yeah.
Oh, so painful.
Oh,
And I
no.
remember carrying her into my mom's bedroom for her to say goodbye. And my mom was like, oh, we love you, Pepita. And she's kissing her. And my cat's, barely making a noise, but still talking. And my mother's cat was just on the bed, just looking like, what's going on over here? Don't know what's going on here. Because they were not friends. They did not enjoy each other's company. They're both 17-ish. We know her birthday. We don't know his, because he was adopted, stray cat, someone left. And then I remember, I put her down. I looked at the time, and it was 10:20. And I come home without her, and after making the Facebook post and bawling my eyes out, and I have to be on a call in like 15 minutes. And I walk into my mom's room, and she starts crying. What did you do with Pepita? And I'm like, well, mother, I told you, we decided it was time, and I'm gonna have her cremated just like her mom and her brother. And her sister from before, but and not real. The mother was her pet, but the other two were cats before her. And I said, and I have to be on this call. And then my mother says, I know exactly when she died. And she tells me that my cat said goodbye to her, and it was 10:20. And then she just sobbed. And I'm trying to comfort her and keep it together. And it was so hard, because I
I
had to be on a
bet.
sales call. Yeah. I have a
Oh,
few jobs, and that night and the next night, I felt her sleeping with me, but then I thought she had left me. And I think I mentioned this in the class where I was in my hot tub, and suddenly there she was, and she was a he. She told me I could still call her Pepita, but she was now going to be my guide. And she said, I can do you so much more good from here than I could from what we were doing. I'm sorry. But then the communication sort of fell away. I mean, I perceive her, and I'll talk to her, and I can get like a yes and a no, but not as clear as a bell as it was when she was in the hot tub. So, I mean, we do have to take a station of identification break. And I know I've been talking a lot, but I kind of wanted to give you a kind of a heads up of where we're going. But I would love if maybe after our station identification break, you could maybe have a conversation with her. Would you be willing to?
Absolutely. Yeah, she's
To
with
do
you
that?
now. I've been wanting to tell you she's with you now.
Well, I
And
know,
she
I
does
feel
have
her over here.
things to say.
Oh, awesome. So you
Yeah.
guys, I have to pay the bills. So I've got my sponsor, Mandu, which is not a hair salon for men, by the way. I call it the electrocution workout. They do not like it that I call it that, but it's basically a bunch of TENS units hooked to your body, and they trigger different muscle parts, you know, that you normally would never be able to work out. It's a 15-minute workout that it's like doing a 2.5-hour workout. I wish it had been around when I was in a wheelchair, because I might have been walking sooner. But just this little 1-minute commercial for y'all, and then we'll be right back.
Mandu is a boutique fitness studio concept, and we are actually the first FDA cleared EMS training workout. And what we do essentially is that we will have a client come in, we will hook them up to a whole body EMS suit, and then we perform a workout on a medical grade device called an eFit device. And that device will send an electrical current to their body through electrodes in these suits that we put on them. And this electrical current is just basically stimulating the electrical current that you already have inside your body. So everybody is made up of electrical impulses. It's what helps you walk, helps you move. We're tapping into that and making it stimulate it more to where we can cause a muscle to actually contract involuntarily. So we can actually create resistance without adding a load to the body. So that is why we, as you see online, it always says ultra low impact. It is scientifically proven. It is absolutely ultra low impact.
And we're back. I'm super excited. Yes, Miss Shannon now is going to talk to my kitty cat. I know y'all were like dying. You're like, get over with this commercial. We want to know what Pepita has to say. And I do know she was very excited about you being on the podcast. She was like, you got to get her on the podcast. So we're thrilled to have you here.
Thank you.
To show us a little bit about what you do. Yeah. So
basically what I do before I connect in, basically how I connect in is I ground myself, you know, and I offer gratitude to everything and everyone. And then I just kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but I just move into a higher vibration and just kind of let the menial things of life let me go. And I kind of sit up in this space. And I've actually done a couple of readings today already, so I'm really well connected in. And as you were speaking, Pepita, right? I don't know if I'm saying her name right.
Pepita means little seed, but she was anything but. Right. She was a very fat cat for a long time. Sorry, Pepe, I'm telling on you. But then, you know, during COVID, she actually slim down. So I don't know. The anxiety, feeling the anxiety of the world, I'm sure.
Right.
So then she looked like a normal cat after that.
Yeah. She entered the room when you started talking about her. And she often sits behind what I noticed even in the class, that she sits behind your right shoulder. And what I saw is that she has been with you for many lifetimes. Yeah. Especially in Egypt, like I saw her as like not Anubis, but maybe, you know, as one of the Egyptian pharaoh dogs, you know, so a dog, you know, but she was male in that life. And so right now I'm asking her what she wants you to know. Mm. And she just wants to thank you so much for everything you did for her. She said, and she's showing me like you made her the queen. Like she was... You know, she had everything she wanted. She never wanted for anything. And yeah. And she is spending some special attention with your mom, like around your mom. Like I think when you weren't there, mom was there and they yeah. have a bond too. And I know you just mentioned in the story that she yeah. said goodbye to her. But there's something that your mom used to do for this cat. I don't know.
Spoiler rotten.
Yeah, there was something that she did with this cat and you didn't. And this is a very special time for her. And she wants to thank her for that. And she has much love. They often make me feel the love they have. Yeah. And it's such a beautiful thing to witness that between an owner and an animal. And she wants to show, she keeps showing, this is what I kept seeing, I didn't understand it, so I'm just going to ask you, mm-hmm. did she have like a fur coat, like her own fur jacket or something that's not her coat, it's white, there's a fur coat or fur ball, maybe it's a, I'm not sure, but she keeps like a feather boa even maybe.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, I never put her in anything because my ex used to do that and she hated it because I had like... Mm-hmm. dolls with sweaters, and he would take them off the dolls and put them on her when she was a
kid. Maybe she's mentioned that. Maybe that's what she's mentioning.
Totally hated it. And so, but she did get haircuts because she's a long haired cat, and it would start matting because it was just too much to handle, or she'd get in some thicket, you know, where you'd get the little burrs. Yes. And she didn't like me brushing her. So I brought her to Paula, which she groomed dogs, but she would groom Pepita, and she gave her a line cut. So Pepita got a line cut twice a year. And then when she started to get sick and she couldn't groom herself, I brought her, and Paula actually trimmed out underneath her neck and under her paws. Okay. And I was like, I'm not sure why she's not able to clean her. This is before I noticed that she was really sick.
Sure.
And so. Sure. But she maybe always, you know, she got baths. She got her own line cut. Okay. I did call her the princess or the queen. You know,
okay.
Celeste is the queen. With that's this, my like, mom.
Fluffy. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, she has this line cut. So she would have all the fur here. And her little boots in the end of her tail. But the rest of her would be a short-haired cat. Yeah, I've got beautiful pictures of her as a little lion. Orange lion. Awesome. So
right. So sometimes too, what happens for me is when they show me something that I haven't seen before, I have to kind of make up what it is that I see. So and like for example, it looked like a feather boa, or she was wearing a jacket that had fluffy around her neck. You know, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So she's agreeing. So anyway, I'm gonna keep asking her what she might want you to know. She's referencing your desk. Was that her? Like, would she sit on the desk with you and work with you, or was there a space nearby you? Like, there's a work area that she would constantly come in.
Yeah, she was not allowed in this room because I have clients that are allergic to cats. Yeah. So she was never allowed in here or the sunroom where I teach my classes. But what I would do most of the time is when I was done with my day, I would grab my computer and bring it into the TV room or the shared space with my mother, and I would on the couch. She would come, and a lot of times she would want me to stop typing.
Yes.
She would try to get in my lap, and so I would close my computer, and she'd come sit on me for a little bit. I'd pet her for a while, and then when she'd had enough, she would get up, and then it was okay for me to play with the computer.
Yes,
but if you want to call it an office space, it was basically a dining room, or not a dining room, but like a whatever. You know, what do you call those things anymore?
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Living room with the table, you know, and I never sat at the table and ate with my mom. I always ate there because she would come and be with me. And that was my time with my cat. Cause when I was in here, she wasn't allowed to be with me.
Yeah. She loved those moments. She wants you to remember those moments. And she feels like maybe those moments are very hard for you because it's like you're expecting her to come. You know, and she says, I'm still there. I'm just on the other side. She said, but she's worried because it was like a routine for you. And it's kind of messed up your routine. And it's kind of messed up a lot of things in that creative sense a little bit in that sense.
It hurts. It hurts.
Yes. And she says, please, please find your way back. She says, find another way to, she said, you need to find somebody else who's going to do what I did, you know, do those things for you. And I don't know if you're open to getting into the cat.
I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it. I want her back. And she's made it very clear that she has to stay where she is to help me from where she's at. But I don't think my heart can take it.
Yeah. And that's okay. But she wants you to know. This is what she said to me. Who's going to do this for her now? She needs this. So this is kind of like your little break from in between, you know?
Yeah.
So she just wants you to know that when you think in that space that she will be there, you know? So maybe. Well,
unless she brings a cat to me, that's the only way I would do it.
Do you want me to ask her that? Like, is she going to bring you? Do you have a question to ask her? I can ask her anything.
Sure. I mean, if she knows of a cat that I could have that same connection with.
And she says, you won't have the same connection with another cat like that.
I know. That's the thing. I can't get hurt like this again. Because, you know, when her mother died, her mother was very sick. And I was very sure because she couldn't even stand upright anymore. And then when her adopted brother, Figaro, I mean, he literally was dragging his legs behind him. He was fine. And then, but he'd been sick for a long time. And he finally, I knew with her. It was very difficult because she was still very clear. She was looking me right in the eyes. She wasn't fading here.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's because of your connection. The connection you guys had was on a deep soul level. And I have that with my own dog right now. She's 13. And then every so often I get really sad because I feel like I'm going to come home and find her one day. But she is so sprightly. So she's more active than my 2-year-old dog, you know? So I think it was her way of letting you down easy, if that makes sense, for you to hand. And I'm sure it wasn't easy, but she's making me feel like it was the connection you had was so strong that she couldn't just fade away.
Right.
And she had to do it in the way, you know, the coming back and the hugging, that was her way of, I'm leaving soon. You know, she kept coming back to you.
All the night long.
Do what?
The whole night. I don't think I slept more than like 10 or 15 minutes at a time, to be honest. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yes. But she wants you to know, because I'm asking her, is there going to be another animal in your life that can help you? And she says there will be, but it might be a dog. I don't know if you're a dog person, but I see a very small dog.
I told my mom that if after her cat's gone, because I couldn't possibly introduce a dog with a cat that's already in the house, that I could go for one of those little hyperallergenic dogs. Could definitely go
there. Kind of what I see. I saw like a little poodle or a little small chihuahua or something that's small fur.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that's very soft and very small and something that would force me to go walk every day outside.
Yes. And that's what she's saying on the other side. You need that. You need that little bit of a pull, a disconnect sometimes. And she did that for you. And so, and it will come again. But for now, just give yourself the grace and feel the love. Cause isn't that what grief is, right? It's the love that we haven't spent yet. You know, it's all the love we had to give and we can't give it anymore, you know?
Right. So, I didn't know it was going to be this hard. It was like literally, I work out online every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 till 11. And this morning there was somebody that had their orange striped cat, you know, and they were doing dips and the cat kept coming, jumping in her lap. And it was so funny because I'm like, okay, so how much more weight is the cat adding to the thing? Right. And she's like lifting the cat off and the cat's looking up at her like, how could you take me off of you? With that loving look. And during the workout, I just was crying through the workout, you know, because I want to see Pepita looking at me that way again.
I know.
You know, and she doesn't want to come back again. Maybe she could come back as this dog. I don't know. But is that something she would be open to, you know? I don't know.
Well, I can ask her that. Usually it's already this. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's already decided is what I've found out because there are, I've had a lot of people, especially around the horse community, the connections are so very, very deep. I mean, they're deep with horses and cats, with dogs and cats, but it's so different with horses.
Horses. I mean, I get it. I almost bought a horse over COVID, but I knew I wouldn't be able to spend as much time as I would need to, you know, because all the stables here, you have to drive at least 40 minutes to get to one.
Right.
And I just, I would want to be able to have that horse in my backyard, you know what I mean? Yes. Like every day.
Exactly.
And I didn't want to take him away. His name is Hollywood. I didn't want him to take him away from his horse friends. And we were like this horse would, every time I go to the stable, it runs up to me. So I was like, okay, I can't do it. Love him too much to do that. So anyway,
Well, sometimes basically I'll ask, a lot of times they will come back as other animals or other horses. But I can, Pepita is very, I asked again, she's not going to come back in this lifetime.
I know.
This is a lesson you're going to have to learn. There's a lesson here too for you. And maybe it's a belief. There's something that you had decided a long time ago that maybe isn't the best for you right now. Maybe she's helping you transmute it by bringing attention to it. You know?
Well, and she said that she told me, you can verify this with her. This was the first day of the hot tub because I wouldn't leave the hot tub. I was like,
yes.
She was basically saying that 2025 was a year that I was very much needed in this reality and that she could help me a lot more from there than she could from here, you know, and the communication piece. I mean, I'm not really hearing her anymore. It's more of an energy speak. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's where we're at this point. Because at first I was hearing words.
Yes, I think it's for you to get through your grief. You can't hear anything right now as clearly, maybe, you know, because grief is so incredibly heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just going to have to walk through it, you know, and it just is what it is, you know, unfortunately. But there is, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like she's showing me all this stuff for you coming up.
Right.
Yes. And I think you've had, like, especially there's some things that you've been, she said she really wants me to say this, so I'm just going to say it, but there's some things you've been worried about that maybe haven't come, that haven't taken off or haven't come to fruition yet. Yeah. And she said they will. She said, keep doing your ideas. Keep your ideas unique to you. Like there's something you're coming up with to do. She says it's going to happen, but there's, she makes me feel like.
There's a documentary that it got postponed. And I said that the time wasn't right, that maybe, look, he wants to contribute.
Hello. Yeah, that's my answer. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. He's contributing because he can probably feel her as well. But
yes.
It's like, you're going to laugh at me, but Olivia Newton-John comes and talks to me every morning in my hot tub. And she keeps plugging away and going, don't give up on the... Give up on the documentary. It is going to happen because I'm like,
it is going to happen.
Where did all the people go that were supporting it?
Right.
But I get now that the time wasn't right for it.
Yeah.
And then my singing career, I know I put in quotes, that's actually starting to take off again, which is so interesting. I was doing more of that before COVID. And then when COVID happened and I couldn't travel, I was supposed to drop an album in March of 2020. We all know what happened. Kept getting postponed. And then now it's like I've been going to different clubs and stuff, and people are like, aren't you the lead singer of the Paper Dolls? Which I haven't done since the 80s. So now I'm dating myself.
I love that. Yeah.
But now I'm being asked to participate in other people's projects, and I've pulled together a band that I love these guys. Excellent. And I'm looking forward to doing that. So I don't know. That appears to be happening again.
Yes.
She's can see it, I'm
she's
sure.
She's pushing you. She's very much like red, green flags, go, go, go. And she's helping you with that. And all the little awkwardness of that, she's walking there with that, walking with you in that. But she definitely wants you to not give up, because I feel like she feels like you're at a turning point with one of these projects. And it's like you're going to,
you're ready to do that.
She says, don't give up.
I've basically... everything that was working before isn't. And so I feel like I'm in school constantly because I'm learning. I've got like 5 part-time jobs. Unfortunately for me, I still have clients that come and pay me to work on their bodies. Cause that's the one thing that's keeping me knowing that I'm doing what I should be doing.
Yes.
And yet I've never experienced this kind of slowdown where people aren't choosing classes, whereas I used to have these huge classes with like 80 people in them.
Yes.
And now it's like, I don't know. We saw our class, 5 people.
Yeah, right. And that's okay, though. It's part of the evolution.
Yeah.
What she's saying is don't give up on it. And don't, she's saying, I feel like, because she's all about telling you what to do, okay?
Oh, I know. She's very bossy, but she's always
like, no, she's telling me, no, you need to tell her this, you know?
Right. She's if you could hear her when she had a body, it was like, meow, meow. And everybody else thought the cat was pissed. I said, no, she's just very adamant about what she's saying.
Yes.
You know, it's like they'll be like, hey, Pepita, meow, meow, meow.
Yes.
You know, and it sounds like she's going, fuck you. She's not saying fuck you. She's like, I'm right here. Thanks for noticing me.
But she wants you to like almost step out of your old way of thinking and doing things and just kind of roll with what's coming that's new. Cause it's like, it's, you already know, but it's, you're like, man, I've already done that, or that's not going to work, or it didn't work last time, or whatever. She's just saying, be open to that because things are coming that are just wonderful, but it's going to be different is what she wants you to know. Yeah.
It's so funny, Shana, because I took a very part-time job. I work one day a week at Kay's Jewelers.
Okay.
Get out of my house.
Yes.
And because I love jewelry and rocks and stones and beautiful things talk to me.
Yeah.
I can make more in a 5-minute reading than I can make in one day.
Of being there, yes. Yeah.
But it was so light for me to do it. And I felt like it was her telling me you need to go do this.
Yes.
You know? And I don't know if it's the matter of I like people, and more than buying jewelry for myself, I love helping other people find the pieces that mean something to them.
Yes.
And I don't know what it's going to bring me. I mean, the commission rate is so low. And people there are like, why are you working here? And I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
Pay is so below what I'm used to doing. So she knows something I don't, that
yes,
that somehow meeting people, yes, or I will meet someone, or yes, or some people that will either help me with my music, or maybe, yes, it's a, ma'am, lover. Who knows, yes, what it is?
Yes, she does. But, and she's like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So yes, stay with going on. Yes.
Yeah. So
I'm going to ask her what else she might want you to know, unless you have another question you want me to ask.
No,
her.
I mean, I know she's not coming back, not even as a dog, but if yeah, I am going to adopt a dog, I want her to choose it for me.
Okay.
Could she do
she
that?
She said she already has.
Oh boy. Don't make it right away, girl. I can't.
No, I see it. What because I just asked that too. It's like, when? And within the next 2 years. So within the next 2 years, something will come along. You'll be in a different space, place, maybe not physically, but yeah, you'll be much more open and ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Here, yeah, at least. Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to ask her what else. Yeah. What else she wants you to know. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm not sure. She just wants to thank you again. I don't know if you did something special with her burial or where her ashes are. Do you have her ashes?
I have her ashes, but right now they're in the corner of the bedroom where she used to sleep, when she couldn't jump on the bed anymore. That's her little bed. That the minute I got home, I actually put everything in storage in my shed because I just couldn't look at it. Yeah. And so, you know, every day I look at that space now, the bed's not there. That hurts even more. But
yeah,
I have her ashes there. I have a paw print. They were supposed to give me some hair and they forgot. So I'm upset about that because I don't have any fur of hers. But
well, she was mentioning hair. She kept showing me hair. And this is so funny because she has a funny personality too. She said, just scrape it off the carpet. Like there's enough of me in that house is what
it's already been vacuumed. Okay. The cleaning lady's already come. I had thought I was going to get hair with the thing. So the house got cleaned before
we could.
I found one hair on a blanket when I was teaching a class, cause I had massage tables in the sunroom, and I just took that hair and I was like putting it on my face. And then now I have it inside a little box. It's just one hair, one hair. In the box by my bed. And that's really it. Okay. I don't know where else to look because.
Okay. What she wants you to know is that you don't need my hair. She said, you've had me my whole life. She said, and now it's time for you to walk without me. That's what you need to learn. And you can talk to me anytime, but just, you've got to learn to let this go. She said, I'll always be with you and you can put me wherever you need me to. Like, I feel like you want somewhere else to put her with her ashes or something.
Well, I'm going to put her in the altar. I'm going to put her in the altar with her mom and her brother and her sister. There is a way to take the ashes and actually make it into jewelry, but I don't know if I can actually do that.
Do it. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, would she want me to do that or?
She said, it's your thing. She said, whatever makes you feel better. She said, because she loves you completely. Like she, again, is wrapping you in love and just, I don't know if something happened recently where you felt it was her, like, in the bathroom coming out, or like you just knew that was her for a second. Like it felt like she was
there. Thought I saw her the other day. I walked into the bedroom and I thought I saw her on the bed where she used to sit. She used to sit on the pillows on the back of the bed. And and then I had to do a double take and then she wasn't there. So, but I will say this, Pepita, you know, you tore up my bed sheets so much that now I have flipped the comforter and it looks like a brand new set. Because can't see all those little claw marks anymore where you clawed the crap out of my bed. So, it's gonna be
She said she loves you and again thanks you so much for everything. And she's also showing me like a movie prop or something that looks like a bird. Maybe it's a fake bird. Do you have, it was like on her head. I don't know if there's a photograph of her with a bird or if she wants to mention.
I don't know. I mean, I do love birds a lot. So I have feeders and I planted plants that are conducive for birds, butterflies, and bees. And
she's
actually have two
showing me on her head. So I'm not sure if that's something maybe to think about or because I'm asking for clarity.
Well, Pete's, I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's in the kitchen. Maybe it's near the refrigerator.
I'll have to look.
Yeah, But she just wants to thank you for that. There was something with that, whether either it's a picture of her with a bird, maybe there's a picture of a bird, maybe it's near her food, but she's not being
clear with it.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I have stickers of hummingbirds on the windows to keep birds from flying into the windows, because birds were always committing suicide because I have all these glass windows in the house. So I literally have butterflies on that window. I've got a hummingbird on that one. And then on the door, there's also a hummingbird. So on every window, just about, there's either a butterfly or a hummingbird.
Bird. Okay.
But it looks, you know.
She wants to say again, again, she's not being clear about it, so maybe I can check in later again, but it's definitely a black bird. At this point, she specifically says it's a black bird, like a raven or something. Wow. So I don't know if it's some kind of a metaphorical thing or something, but she's leaving it there and she's not letting me know anymore. So okay. That means that something will come along later, maybe.
I'll look into it. I appreciate it. Thanks, Pete. Thank you, Petey.
Yeah, but she says she loves you and she will always watch out for you. And there's many great things that are coming for you soon. And she says thank you again. Yeah, and she wants to thank your mom too. She's much love for your mom too.
I'll make sure my mother watches this one. She doesn't look at any of my podcasts. So I'll make sure she sees this one. So thank you so much, Shannon. I'm sorry about my blubbering mess.
You're welcome. I hope I helped. I don't feel like I did enough. You know, I feel like I can probably send you some more later. I'll do a little bit more in depth. Okay. If you want to send me a picture of Pepita, that helps too.
Yeah, so. She's my screensaver and, you know, she's all over the place. So.
Awesome.
Not making it easy for me to let her go because I've got her everywhere.
But that's okay. It's on your terms. You let go of one when you're ready. Yeah.
You've got to see this. Okay. So this is a picture of when these are all the kittens I pulled out of her mom.
Wow.
And the one crying, that one right there, that's Pepita.
Of course.
The one crying. She was always the loudest. She would bat at all the other cats because she didn't want them getting any of the milk.
Uh-huh.
So she was always doing this, even with her eyes, when she didn't even have eyes open yet. She was smacking all the cats.
Uh-huh.
And the ones I wanted to adopt was this little calico. That was a boy.
Oh.
No, that was actually a girl. And then and then this one over here, which was a little boy.
Wow.
And so, but you know, she's like, your ex is gonna make you keep me.
And what a blessing that was, right?
What grateful thing I have for that guy. He made me keep her.
Yes.
She's my cat. She will always be my cat. You'll always be my cat, Pepita.
She'll
always be mine.
And she will never leave you. They don't leave us. And they'll be waiting for us when we come.
Okay.
You know?
And ask her, did Jesus actually help her cross over? I asked him.
She says, yes. He was waiting for her.
I said,
did you have
please...
a rosary? Was there a rosary with her? I saw a rosary.
But I do, you can't see, but in my altar back there, I have several rosaries because I used to do like a mandala with a rosary. I would do Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Yes.
You know, I used to do it with the Lord's Prayer and then, I have a thing for prayer beads. So she knows.
Yes. She's definitely, she walks with Jesus. Jesus walks with her.
And I love it. He loves her.
Yes.
He loves her.
Well, she's very important because she did things for you that helped you become who you are. And you probably don't even realize that, you know,
the
emotions and the things, you know, they just, the things they help us with, we don't realize.
Yeah. Sure. I get it.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with one thing though. It's so funny.
Okay.
I'm curious to know this, if it really bothered her. I would sing, you know, the drop of a hat, and she would come running to me, especially when I sang it, Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And she would meow, 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 and run to me. So during COVID, I did this karaoke challenge where somebody would give me a song and I would sing it live. And a lot of times she would come running and try to run up my leg while I was singing. And I don't know if she was not liking the song or if she was liking the song. So maybe ask her that real quick.
I'm asking her. So I see her. I see like the little disco balls that she's showing me. She said it was like a little party. It was like a call almost, like you were calling her and she wanted to be in part of the frequency, you know, like that's what she's showing me. She did love it.
And she loves that song, Hallelujah, doesn't she?
Yes.
That's got to be her favorite song. I always dedicate it to her when I sing it. So
beautiful. Yes.
Yeah. I appreciate that so much.
So much love.
You've really helped my heart, Shannon. I really appreciate you being on this podcast. And you guys, I'm going to have all her information so you can utilize her talents and abilities.
Thank you.
She got them, and Pepita knew that. Pepita was like, get her on the show.
Thank you, Pepita. She's a beautiful soul. She is so funny, you know, and very strong. Very strong. But she's so proud. Like, you belong to her, not she belong to you, kind of thing, you know? You belong to her. So
I love her so much. She loves you. I love you, Pepita. Yeah, it is called the Get Happy Podcast. So before I let you go, could you just tell our listeners one thing you do for yourself to get your happy on?
One thing I do for myself, what? I'm sorry.
To get your happy on.
Oh, to get my happy on. Go out with my dogs. Get out in nature. I love it. That's my church.
There you go. I concur. Yeah. That's what I do for myself every morning. Sometimes with an umbrella, y'all, because sometimes it's raining, but I got to get in that hot tub.
Yes.
So
thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you guys enjoyed this conversation, you know, you could put a little comment in. I'm one of those weird people that read them all. Subscribe so you'll know whenever a podcast drops. And if you know someone, especially that's maybe going through something I am, or not, maybe just somebody who wants to talk to their animal that's still alive, because I'm sure you do that too. excuse me, maybe share this podcast with them. There you go. That's all I got for y'all.
Bye-bye.
So until the next time, y'all. Ciao, ciao for now. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you so much for choosing happiness. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and give us a like. And if you want more happy, subscribe to the Choosing Happiness membership, where you can play directly with me, Rudrani Devi, the Happiness Lady. How does it get any better than that?